The Duke Energy Foundation is very focused on economic development throughout our service territory. And we invest a lot of money, and initially we had a site readiness program that actually looked for large tracts of land for possible redevelopment, and those tended to be in the outlying areas of our community. And then we realized that there was a gap in terms of our focus for the more urban parts of our service territory, and that's why we came up with this pilot, our urban revitalization pilot, in 2011 to invest in some of those projects, which we're very excited about.
How does the program work?
Potential participants make an application to Duke for participation in the project, and typically it's that they need private funding to leverage, match with some public funding potentially to get grant money. And we have a board of advisors who are objective external folks who are very knowledgeable about urban revitalization. Then they get together, assess those applications, and then the successful recipients were awarded their checks.
What are the six projects that you're going to be funding or partially funding anyway?
The first is a $100,000 grant to the City of Covington, Covington Renaissance Biologic, City of Covington Biotech Accelerator Project. This funding will assist with hiring a Covington Biotech Accelerator Program Manager and for infrastructure and program build-out to implement the development of a life science corridor in Northern Kentucky. The second grant for $47,710 is to the Community Improvement Corporation of Reading, the Reading Parks Foundation. This grant will support marketing efforts, including the hiring of a marketing coordinator for the expansion site contiguous to the existing Reading Life Science Complex, one of the largest biotechnology centers in the Midwest. The third grant for $35,000 went to the Center for Great Neighborhoods, the Pike Star Project. This funding will help with the promotion of downtown revitalization to secure the balance of funding needed to transform a long vacant historic building into a mixed-use commercial space in the heart of Covington's targeted downtown revitalization boundary. Fourth, a $35,000 grant to the Madisonville Community Urban Redevelopment Corporation. This funding is intended to support design services for first floor improvements and transforming a long vacant historic building into a mixed-use commercial structure within the center of the neighborhood business district at Madison and Wetzel. Fifth is Price Hill Will, the Site Readiness for Entertainment District, $35,000 grant to assist with site readiness, design, and promotion of retail space for the transformed entertainment district. And last but certainly not least, a $35,000 grant to the Northside Business Association for the Landman Redevelopment Project. This grant will support funding for environmental remediation, site improvements to make the Landman Building environmentally viable for commercial use.
Julie Jansen is president of Duke Energy Ohio and Duke Energy Kentucky. I'm Steve Hirschberg.